The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job has begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. I am your host, 123 Jax TV. We are here to discuss Season 12, Episode 6, Snatch Game. And we have a special guest, James Mansfield. Hello, James. Hey. Thank you for joining us. We love her nails on the gloves.
Thank you.
Yes, I should probably wear more nail polish.
And as usual, we have with us Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ollie Dreamer.
Hey.
Or Ollie Drennan. I like to say Ollie Dreamer because that's your handle.
It's my, yeah. It's my only
and then,
handle.
So dreamy.
He's so dreamy, right? And then
he's
Jayla
so
Rocks.
Dreamy. Hey, back in the building. Oh, look, do you like my shirt? It's so, like, you can't
we
really tell, but it's
shirt.
A really cool, like, X-Men shirt. So, for all the X-Men Marvel
it's
fans,
amazing.
I'm, like, really proud to have it on right now.
Do you like my shirt? Do you like my shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't see it. What was it?
It was this. It's just an old queen. Just an old
oh,
queen.
Oh, my that's God. That's my shirt from Hot Topic. That's right. I was in Hot Topic.
Yes, you were.
We love all those Drag Race shirts from Hot Topic. It's so fun.
We love a branding queen.
We're going to give you guys our breakdown of the episode. But first, we just want to get your initial thoughts. James, what were your initial thoughts of this year's Snatch Game?
Oh, my goodness. Every year, I feel like it's either like a hit or a miss. And this one was somewhere in between.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Mark, initial like, yeah. thoughts?
I agree with James. I still don't really know. I've watched it twice and I still walked away. I feel like the second time I watched it, I liked it less than the first time. So
wow.
I'm open to be influenced. So we'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. Ollie.
There were a lot of surprises, definitely. It was really unfortunate seeing certain characters that you really wanted to excel, such as like Crystal with her poppy, and then you really were surprised with Gigi's performance. Lots of surprises for sure, but definitely I agree with everyone else right now that it was definitely there was some kind of disconnect with this year's Snatch Game, and I think that has a lot to do with editing. But yeah, it just was we always look forward to Snatch Game. It just kind of sucked that it kind of didn't perform as well as we always want to.
And Jayla,
I think that Ollie pretty much summed up how we all feel, but I think that the word of the day is going to be unfortunate. And that's what this episode was for me. Like, I'm like we always say, hashtag don't blame it on the editors, honey. It was just a complete train wreck. And we'll talk more about it once we get into the episode.
So let's start off with the workroom. They brought in Vanjie as a guest, and I'm glad they pointed out that they brought her in for what not to do, because I was like, why are they bringing her in? Her Snatch Game is not good. But then it all made sense when she said this is what not to do. And of course, people love to see Vanjie. I enjoyed seeing her. Her commentary is always funny. So I think it is a smart move to continually throughout all the seasons bring back other queens whenever you can, because people enjoy seeing them.
Right.
Did anyone have any initial thoughts on certain characters that people picked or certain like choices they were making in the workroom? James, did you have any like...
I will say, like, I was intrigued by everyone's characters. Like, they all seemed to bring something unique. My one thing that stood out to me was when RuPaul and Vanjie were going around to everyone, and RuPaul and Vanjie, they kept giving out really bad advice. Like, they told Crystal to be, like, El DeBarge. Like, no, don't do that. No.
Yeah.
Well, she said she didn't know who DeBarge was. So it was just weird advice, because at the beginning of the season, when Ru said, you have DeBarge, El DeBarge hair, she had no idea who that was.
Yeah, and that hurt my soul.
Can I just say
something? So I was like, this is only funny to Rue because she doesn't understand who El DeBarge is.
Right. So, I want to jump ahead for a second. I want to say something. I'm going to take a quote from Mean Girls, since that was a big theme of this episode. But can we like stop trying to make El DeBarge happen? It's never going to happen.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I live for it though. I live for it.
They,
it's so funny. Like whenever every time Ruse just brings it up,
and they play
I can't help it. It's so yes. funny. But it just sucks that Crystal doesn't know like the connection at all. Mm-mm. But I just love Crystal so much.
Is there any one of us that doesn't know who he is?
I know now who El DeBarge is.
I have Pandora.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, I know who El DeBarge is, and the family, the DeBarge, the group itself.
Yeah, right.
But they actually just had a biopic movie on BET. So if you want to see their crazy cocaine life, go watch it. So,
okay.
You know,
what?
But, I have to say, I was also shook about Heidi not knowing who Phaedra was, because when I'm having my auntie talk at the house, I always said, if Heidi makes it to the Snatch Game, she is going to do Phaedra. I just knew she was going to, because she has that Southern drag, and you know, that's what Phaedra does. And then she said she didn't know what she was. And I'm like, Phaedra is like the ultimate meme queen. We say all of her stuff. We say fix your Jesus. We say all of these like iconic lines. And I felt like that was a missed opportunity. And once again, word of the day, it was very unfortunate.
I do think that, you know, some of Rue's concerns, not necessarily the DeBarge advice, but some of the other concerns I did share, like when Gigi said she was just going to be a robot, I was wondering, I'm like, how are you going to make that funny? Because you don't think of a robot as like a funny character. And I had the same concerns that she did with Heidi, because a lot of times people can get caught up in certain characterizations. And if you have a hard time with accents, and if you're someone like Heidi, who has a very deep Southern accent, you would think you would want to pick someone a little bit like closer to how you talk, or like your personality, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I would also like, if she really wanted to go there, I felt like she could have, I mean, she did a lovely job as Leslie Jones, because we all know like the phrases and everything like that, but I felt like she could have took it there with as Phaedra. But oh, I'm really sad. But I also thought that the robot, I thought it was Sophia. Am I confused?
Maria.
I thought the robot was Sophia the robot.
I don't know who the robot is. It's just like a real robot that they created that she was imitating, right?
Okay, but was it funny?
I thought it was funny.
Okay, there's one.
Yeah, to me, the robot, not the Poppy character. I did not think that was funny. I mean, no. The Gigi doing the robot thing. I think it was funny.
We learned a valuable lesson here, is like, stop picking people for Snatch Games that you know. Like, I mean, yes, we know who Poppy is. Like, very few people do. So I feel like Rue is not going to know that. Rue is still like kind of, you know, she's old school queen. So that that is kind of what you want to pander to, because you don't want to pander to the people that, because how many people, like you said, even the cast members didn't know who Poppy was.
Poppy's amazing. And it's, I actually wanted someone to do Poppy like a couple seasons ago, but unfortunately it didn't land. She also didn't look like Poppy, which was unfortunate. But it's like, yeah. I agree with you, Jayla, but I also like, I agree in the fact that like pick a character, basically it's okay if like audiences don't know it, like fans don't know it, but as long as Rue knows it, I feel like pick a character that Rue will know.
Right.
That's like, cause like prime example, Little Edie, Jinx Monsoon, like she won on her season. She won the Snatch Game.
Yes.
So that's a perfect example of a character to pick that people won't necessarily know. But the fact that Rue knows it, and actually Jinx is just so freaking talented, knocked it out of the ballpark. So pick a character, I think, moving forward, that Rue will know.
On that note, though, I mean, the difference between a Poppy and a Little Edie is that Little Edie was already a standalone, very campy character with a lot of material to work with, whereas Poppy's kind of one joke.
Yeah.
And it's one joke you have to explain, which is the worst kind of joke.
Right.
Yeah. I want,
James, if you had made it to Snatch Game on your season, who would you have done?
I had two choices that I was really decided on. My season, I was going to do Rebel Wilson because it was very like current at that time.
Yes.
And I also had Anita Bryant as my thinker choice.
Rebel Wilson.
I see Mark knows what he's talking
about. you know who I see you as also, James? Angeline.
Oh, I don't know. Does she know Angeline though?
Do you know Angeline? I've been to LA.
Oh, yeah,
she still drives around in her pink Corvette. I see her sometimes.
I bought a T-shirt out of her trunk.
They're making an Angeline movie, so I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For those of you guys who don't know, Angeline is like this.
No, Google it. Don't explain to them. Okay. Google it. If you don't know, Google it.
It's a paragraph to read on Wikipedia. You won't be there long.
And then you'll fall in love with her. Angeline.
It's just one of the many characters we have here in Los Angeles.
Yes. So I want to take it to the comments really quick. So everybody's backing me up. They said her name is Sophia, but for copyright, I guess they couldn't use it. And Chucky Chuck says, wonder what Jayla thinks of Widow's really bad Tina. I don't. Let's move on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's move on.
I just want to take a minute to discuss the weird editing we're getting from editing Sherry Pie out of it. Ollie sent around to us a comment that Sherry Pie's costumer made, saying like, you know, my work doesn't even get shown on the runway anymore. And it's starting to not make sense to fans. Like, I get not wanting to reward her, but you have to also make sure the narrative makes sense to people who are watching the show. Right. So we already know she's not going to win, but then it's like, she did actually do a good job in the Snatch Game. And you're like, well, how did we get to this point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and she was one of my favorites. I put SP, was like the should have won, but I
should have won for Snatch Game.
Yes. Because I felt myself guilty laughing at home watching it. Like, I wanted to laugh, but I was like, oh, should I laugh? So, I mean, it sucks that we've, like, all of this happened after. But I feel like for the sake of the show, and that's what we're talking about, Drag Race, she did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. And we have to give credit where it's due, regardless of how you feel.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate for Florence DeLee, because so many girls look up to her and go to her for her amazing creation. So I know she just was very unhappy, and rightfully so, because she worked with SP, yes, for all of the outfits, but it's really just like a slap in the face for all her hard work that she worked on for last year. So it just is really unfortunate. And even fans, we don't agree with Sherry Pie's actions at all. We still want to see her runway. We've been seeing SP's runways until this particular episode, so it really did shook me when they just went to commercial break and I was waiting for SP to come out. So it was just
I just think it's, I don't know, and I'm glad that the designer is speaking up about it, because now maybe they will do some type of, I don't know how we feel about that. What do you think, James?
About editing her out?
Yeah. Like, yeah. What do you think about this whole fiasco?
Oh, well, this episode, I have to admit, I was barely paying attention to because I was on Twitch playing Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
I got Jill. To it late.
Yes, Jill. Yes, Jill.
I think I missed that part.
It's okay.
It's just, to me, it's just, it is narratively weird. I mean, I feel even if they did her runway, they could have, because they do their own voiceovers about how they feel about their outfits, you know, and in the voiceover, what if they had invited the costumer to do the voiceover of the outfit, you know, something like that. It's, you know, it should be about still getting a chance for that person's work to be recognized, I think. Mm-hmm. But let's move on to the guest judges. We had... Yes. We had Mark's friend from Mean Girls.
Jonathan Bennett.
Jonathan.
Yeah. He's looking around like, whoop. He's like, is that your friend?
Mark's friend. And then, so it's Danielle, I'm going to butcher this. Francesca?
Francesi, I think.
Francesi.
Yeah.
Francesi.
Francesi.
Sorry.
Francesi.
My last name's hard too, and people butcher it. And then Jonathan Bennett, who Mark has interviewed before. So if you want to, is there a video of that? Because you were on a panel with him.
Yeah, from DragCon last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So if you want to look up the DragCon panel from last year that Mark was on, you can see him interviewing Jonathan Bennett, who looks sexy with his hair pushed back. I'm always like so excited for a Mean Girls reference. So I love that. I thought these guys were like great hosts for this, and they were obviously as into it as Rue was. So that was really exciting to have them both as hosts. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of having them as hosts?
Well, it's good because you see them at DragCon. You see how invested they are as fans. So I'm always all here for it. But of course, you know, I would love to have like Lacey Chabert come on, like some of the Mean Girls. Like, she's not doing much. She's just doing her Hallmark movies. Like, bring her to the show. Love Gretchen. One of Hallmark my favorites. Well, that's fine. Lacey is getting those Hallmark movies under her belt. But yes, definitely, like, she's awesome. Gretchen's one of my favorites. You know, we want more Mean Girls guest judges for sure.
I think you're all paying the children, honestly. Did you guys see Gay Damien, Daniel Frazzese, his runway look? He like revealed the same outfit.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely loved it. And I like to see the judges actually having fun, like they want to be there. And, you know, like they're actually like fans of the show, not because they were available or they were on the same lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you guys have any favorites in the Snatch game? I already said the robot. That was my favorite, was the robot. I did think, like we said, Sherry Pie did a good job. But I think part of it too was I was pleasantly surprised. You know, I thought some of the gags were really funny. Like, you know, she said she had like a port for receiving certain things, and then like she was fumbling with the cards and stuff. So I thought she had a lot of good gags down, so she was well. It seemed like she was well prepared for that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I agree. I was pleasantly surprised too. Like honestly, the robot was my favorite by far. The Katharine Hepburn was fun, being like the gay, you know, one that I love, those idols. But also, it's like some of the jokes I felt like I've heard Charles Pierce, a lot of other drag queens from the past say them, which is one of the like hard things about doing those classic divas because they've been done so much. You can basically pick and choose from everyone else's act who they're doing. And I kind of saw a lot of that happening with the Katharine Hepburn.
Mm. Yeah.
It was like the same joke. Like it was funny, but it was the same like, oh, I'm old. I forgot what I wrote or I can't write. So it was just the same thing that, like, I understand why she didn't win. I love Jackie.
It's either Line of Winter or on Golden Pond. That's usually who they all go with. It was on Golden Pond.
Yeah, I think Honorable Mention did goes to Jackie Coggs. She did an amazing job. And, mm-hmm. you know, she actually did her research with the character. So she knows, like, you know, the mannerisms. And it's kind of hard because a lot of people have done reality stars on these things, like, you know, with New York and Tamar Braxton. So these things can be hit or miss. But I feel like, because even Jada as Cardi B, I was like, ooh,
yeah.
You know, there's so much more you could have done, but it didn't give me Cardi B. It gave me Jada in a lovely outfit. So, right. I mean, what are we supposed to do with this? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I felt like this Snatch Game had to be up there with season 4. Just a complete brain wreck. Oh. Very unfortunate.
I liked season 4.
Oh, no, honey.
The level of professionalism.
We no. have shared, oh, damn it. I have to say, Lisa Rinna, I was impressed by, because the only thing I knew about her is, like, she was on soap operas and she's got, like, the big Juvederm lips. I didn't realize she was that big of a character. She's like a housewife now, isn't she?
Oh, mm-hmm. Right. She's great on there. And since she's been on there, it's been a whirlwind. So I love her on there. And that's all she talks about is Harry Hamlin. And I remember her on, like, Celebrity Apprentice. And that's when I really got, like, invested in her as a character, because she was up there with, like, NeNe Leakes way back in the day. And I was like, oh, she's a character. So it was played definitely right. So shout out to Jackie for that. Mm-hmm.
I think one of my least, aside from Aiden's bomb, actually, no, let's talk about Aiden's bomb. She picked, I forgot, the woman who played Patricia Quinn.
Woman
who played Magenta.
Patricia Hearst. No, Quinn.
But, I mean, Michelle Visage points out that, you know, she's British, so Aiden didn't do a British accent. And then if you were going to do an American accent, you could have done her as Magenta. Well, Magenta, I mean, I guess she puts
Magenta
on a weird voice.
Bulgarian.
Yeah, she puts on, like, a weird accent for Magenta. But if you, it's that thing I was talking about earlier, like, if you can't do an accent, don't play that character. And if you are going to pick that character, like, I can't remember somebody said this on the show, but it's like, you don't even have to make it like that character, just make it something that's funny.
Make it funny, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to point this out that I don't know all the tea, but I did hear that Patricia Quinn was not happy with Aiden.
Yeah,
and she let her ass have it. So I don't know, you know, pick somebody that, you know, and don't name drop either, girl. Like, oh yeah, yeah, we had lunch together, we had tea and crumpets, and you didn't know the lady was British. So yeah. I don't know.
I would have loved to see Aiden, like, pull off, like, an Elvira or someone, like, spooky, someone close to her aesthetic, something that, like, that Aiden would really, I don't know why she chose her other than knowing Patricia. So it just
was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Or what if you did the whole shtick as, like, Frankenfurter or some, like, one of the, because I don't know, I feel, and trust me, I've seen Rocky Horror tons of times. I don't feel like Magenta talks enough in Rocky Horror for you to get kind of like a shtick out of that if you did like the character. So if she wanted to do a spooky character, she could pick one of the characters in Rocky Horror who maybe talks more or has, I don't know, who might have more to say in an interaction. So I felt like that was a missed opportunity there too, because if you're a Rocky Horror fan, why didn't you pick like Frankenfurter or Eddie or something? I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
I know what I do know is that you guys are so amazing for watching this. And watching this right now, be sure to go ahead and give us a thumbs up. Let us know how good we look. Jackie, they said they loved your hair. They said they loved James's hair. They love everybody's hair. So if you comment and let us know, thank you guys so much. And you get to be, fan of the week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could be fan of the week if you comment. You so
yes.
And thanks to all of you who have tuned in live. I already said hi to some of you as you entered the chat room. So we appreciate everybody who's tuning in live. And you can catch us live at 4 p.m. Pacific time every Sunday. So my other least fave was the Ike and Tina thing. And I know that Widow explained it where she was saying she felt like she was reclaiming her abuse, like the fact that she was reclaiming her abuse by doing this Ike and Tina pairing. But I don't know, because like if you don't know the backstory on that, it's not, I don't know, I don't really find it that funny. I think Tina Turner on her own could be funny if you had actually done more of her as a character with it, which wasn't happening.
Yeah. I'm never a fan of when a queen actually like has two characters and they switch. I know Bob won with two different characters, Carol Channing and...
Because it was funny, not because...
But I guess I'm just, I love a queen that can stick to one essential character for Snatch Game. So I always feel like, I don't know, but shout out to Bob because Bob did it right. But I'm just still moving forward. I'm never a fan of having two characters. I love a queen that's consistent and funny and be able to stay in one particular character and or and like just do improv, which is what the challenge is.
It's almost if you haven't seen mind, honestly, I was just hoping like when she announced she was doing Ike and Tina, it's like, okay, but as long as it's funny, I'm willing to go down this road with you. But the problem was like it didn't really land a whole lot of those jokes.
Yeah,
and a lot of Lawrence Fishburne.
Right. And it's like, and like you said, Lawrence Fishburne. So if a lot of people haven't seen the movie, they're not going to get the joke. So you have to kind of do something that is, you know, more song based. That way everybody knows it. Don't do the movie because only a few people didn't. Some people don't even know the movie was even out, especially not to a younger audience who's watching you now. There's high schoolers that are watching you. They don't know about Tina Turner and all of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So introduce them in a way that they will be able to Google it. If you don't know who Angelina is, Google it. If you don't know who Tina Turner is, Google it. You know what I mean? So I don't think she did the character or characters justice.
Well, at least Widow did characters, unlike Britta, who was basically just herself in the Snatch Game. So I did not care for Britta's Snatch Game at all. It was just
all I saw was teeth.
Teeth. And it makes, I'm like, damn, Britta has a big mouth. And it's like, oh my God.
And I know that Jennifer Holliday is gonna whoop her ass because I think she lives in New York and she's a Broadway queen. How dare you disrespect Jennifer Holliday like that, the original Effie? And she made her seem like she was having a stroke or like some like type of like thing. I get the laugh because it's like the song Woman's Got the Strength, but why didn't you do that? Why did you do this like laugh and like shaking and jiving? And when she sees you, she's gonna whoop your ass, Britta. And I can't.
Not one dream girl quote.
No,
right, nothing.
She should have had like the black finger wave wig with the pink dress on, doing the full all of it.
Right, I didn't, and
it didn't read as the character. And Mark, I feel like we should give you a moment because Mark had a whole rant on this.
Oh boy,
on Britta's performance.
Oh, my tweet, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I said I don't think we should hold. What did I say? I don't think it's Britta's fault that she's bad. I think it's New York City's fault to make her think that she's good. I'm just listening to everybody.
Muriel.
I was really like listening to everybody's opinions and watching the chat of what everybody liked. There's really nobody like I felt like, even though I thought people obviously did better than others, I felt, again, I want to watch it. I want to watch a Snatch Game without the editing, without the laugh tracks, without the wah, 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 because they're telling you who you think should be good and bad. I say this all the time. They do it, plain and simple, whether you want to agree with it or not. If those laugh tracks and things weren't in there, I think if they would have played somebody laughing after something that Poppy said, everybody, I think more people, I'm not necessarily saying that everyone's going to think that she's wonderful because people I'm watching the chat room, some people really like Gigi, some people really didn't. I'm not saying that it does, but they're telling you what they want you to think of them. I agree with what Jonathan said about Aiden. I have to give her props because regardless of whether you thought she was funny or not, she was in that character, the choice that she made the entire time. You never saw Aiden Zane. You only saw this character that she was portraying, which I do think is a lot of the challenge. So I give kudos to them. I think Widow is getting she's skating by. I thought her runway, although I thought it was creative, I thought when I looked at it, I was like, really? It's like a thrift outfit and a life preserver and some icicles on her face. And her Snatch Game wasn't good either. So I thought she got really lucky. No one's talking about Jada. Doesn't that tell you something about the performance if we're not even discussing it? So I don't know. That's my two cents.
We love your two cents.
I just think with Britta, I do think that to be a good performer in a club is something different than being a good performer on Drag Race. So like, for example, our friend Ronnie, who used to go see her all the time in New York, loves seeing her live. So somebody who lip syncs and gives you a great performance live might not be good on like a YouTube show, or maybe they're not good in certain acting challenges. And she was able to do improv in certain scenarios, but when you're doing like a characterization, that's not a strong point for her. So it seems like she had been struggling in the last two challenges, which are more acting-y based. So I think that we just saw like whatever her weak link was, you know.
People are funnier when you're drunk too.
That's for sure. Absolutely. I'll drink to that.
I'm just going to start getting wasted for Snatch Game every season now.
Let's talk about the runway that was sponsored by Frozen.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like cute. It was like a little random. I wasn't expecting a Broadway show to be the center of the runway, but I like Frozen, so I was down with it. James, did you have a favorite or a least favorite from the runway this week?
My favorites were probably, oddly enough, Mark's gonna hate me for this. I really liked Widows. It was so
I don't hate you. I could never.
She was the unsinkable Foxy Brown. I loved it.
I mean, I said I liked the idea of it. I didn't like the execution of it.
And I didn't mind Aiden Zane's either, honestly, because it was kind of knocking at my own door.
Yeah,
I did see the edits. Great. I saw the edits with their face over her face. I loved it.
She looked great.
And it was a different wig. Everyone's happy that she used a different wig.
I liked Jackie's. I thought Jackie's was really cool. It definitely gave me like Arendelle vibes. It definitely read Frozen to me, and it was something different. But I mean, I had a good laugh at Widows, so I liked the ingenuity of it, of doing somebody who had literally been frozen. So even though the look wasn't impressive, the thought behind it was something I appreciated.
It would have been great, like instead of like the floaty, she had like an inflatable door she carried with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would have been perfect. I really liked Heidi this week. I feel like she looked really amazing. I love just how I felt like coming down the runway, she looked very confident and really sure. Some of her runways weren't really my favorite thus far until now. So I really want to see her more of her looks now that we saw this one this week. And I really like Jan this week. I actually really liked her Bernadette Peters too, which we didn't talk about, but I feel like, I don't know, she's like she's going into some territory where they want her to feel like she's not as good as she is. So that's what I'm getting from like the storyline, unfortunately. But I really did like her look this week as well, with kind of like the silicone icicle. She went to Elsa to a White Walker. So nerdum, hell yeah. You know, from Frozen to Game of Thrones. I was totally here for it. So those were my two favorites of the week.
Do we have Jayla back? No.
Oh no, where's Jayla? Uh-oh. Jayla.
I know, we lost Jayla in the room, but when she gets back, we'll check in on her opinion. So the lip sync was Aiden versus Britta. And you know, just a thought on Britta too, her silhouettes are all the same at this point. And I'm surprised that Michelle Visage has not pointed that out, because even though she looks visually very beautiful, like, Michelle makes these comments to people sometimes, oh, step out of your box or step out of your zone or whatever. And so she's been wearing that same silhouette of a dress every time. And I'm just surprised that there's been no comment of that. But I did think Britta did really well in the lip sync, although it was weird to me because both of them seemed to like be confused about the words. And I'm like, don't we all know this song? Don't we all know this song? Even with the edit, I think. Like, I think I could manage to lip sync to that song, even because they, you know, they cut certain words. But still, I was like, why are we confused about the lyrics?
I think you just love Frozen so much, Jackie. You're the biggest Frozen stan.
To be fair, it was the Broadway vocal version, so maybe like the runs are different. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It's a good point. It's a good point. So any last thoughts on the lip sync before we interview James?
I love that they actually had some theatrics to the lip sync. Like we had Falling Snow. I always say the one thing that bothers me the most about these lip syncs is that it's so brightly lit. It's like modern wrestling. Like there's no darkness. It's not like a nightclub at all. We need like spotlights. We really get like a performance.
It was nice. It was a nice change.
I like the pyrotechnics. I mean, like if you're going to be in the bottom, hey, like bring whatever you can to keep yourself in there. And that's what Britta did. So
just don't set any wigs on fire. We don't want that.
No. Those New York girls love their parlor tricks. It's great.
That's true. So James, you have your own recap show of Drag Race. Where can people find your recap show?
You can find my recap show at my channel, James Mansfield with a Y. It's my As I Remember It reviews, where I try to recall the episode 2 or 3 days after watching it.
Same as us, but less intoxicated.
So knowing that you have a recap show, I'm curious to think who are your like people to look out for this season so far?
I think I'd be crucified in Milwaukee if I did not say our hometown girl, Jada Essence Hall. I knew for a fact that she was going to be there. She was going to be a standout, and she has not disappointed yet. I have to say I've been really pleasantly surprised by Heidi in Closet. She's been such a personality watch. I really hope she gets a lot farther than like people are projecting it. She's a dark horse.
She's fun. She's got a great personality. She makes for good television.
Right.
And before we went on air, you were talking about how you made your gloves. Have you been doing other like quarantine crafts?
Honestly, life hasn't changed for me whatsoever. I barely left my house as was because I live on YouTube. So I can't say I'm going stir crazy yet.
Yes. You got Resident Evil 3 how are you enjoying Resident Evil 3? And are there any other games to look forward that you're going to be twitching? Because we got to get the gamers, the nerds. we got to know. We got to be ready for you and your Twitch.
At the moment, I'm just doing Resident Evil content. I like doing the scary stuff. I think it's hilarious watching a fully dressed drag queen scream at the top of their lungs.
Mm-hmm. You don't get that every day on Twitch.
It's true.
You know, it's just a bunch of straight men usually.
I like to advertise it as hot chick plays, you know, Resident Evil. So I get the straight guys in there by mistake and those are like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
I love that. And you have your own wig company.
I do, James Mansfield Beauty. I'm actually wearing one right now. This is our Tracy.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
We love Tracy.
After Trixie Mattel, but I can't use her name because of copyrights. Good friend of mine, but she won't let me name a wig after her. She's great.
I love that. So James, where can people find more of your content if they're looking to see more of you these days? Because I know some queens are doing, I know you have your own YouTube channel, and some queens are doing live performances on different websites and things like that.
Honestly, if you want to find me, I've updated almost every day since quarantine has started. My YouTube channel, I like to consider it me doing a one-woman show every time I upload. You're getting my material. So head on over to YouTube and subscribe. I'm almost to 100K.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go, we like to pick the fan of the week and the quote of the week. Mark, do you have a quote of the week?
I do. My quote of the week, only because I thought it was appropriate and I felt his pain, goes to Carson saying to Britta, and I'm telling you, I'm not buying it.
I love it.
Touche.
The fans of the week are Chris the Baritone, Brett Rogers, and then I wrote it down and now I can't read it, which is what often happens to my handwriting. Capolorod. It's CAPOLLORD. So you guys, thank you for commenting. You guys are the fans of the week. James, do you have any predictions for future episodes, maybe?
I predict, and this is just me, like a gift right now, a mnemonic device. I'm predicting that the cast will get smaller as the weeks progress.
No, no.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Mark,
your predictions?
Your predictions?
Of,
you know, who will go home, who might be in the top three, you know, any sort of predictions.
I mean, I said last week who I think, I mean, it's obvious who's heading towards the top three. I don't think anybody's questioning who the top three are going to be. Maybe four now because of the controversial character. But yeah, I'm just here for the ride.
Ollie, any predictions before we go?
Real quick, top three, I still stick to Gigi, Jada, and Widow. And I think the next to go, if I had to say, I think my girl Elle DeBarge is going home next. And I love Crystal so much. I love her, but I just feel like it's getting to that point where they are getting rid of like certain queens, and I feel like she's going to go next. And I don't want that to happen because I love Crystal, but I don't know. Who am I to say? We'll see next week.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I felt Aiden would go home soonish. Like, I knew that it had to be, like, I think I said this, like, 2 weeks ago, because she was having kind of a defeatist storyline where you could see that she was really struggling. And so I felt like, yeah, she would probably have been the next to go home. And, yeah, maybe the next person is Crystal. But, like, Britta, when you lip sync that many times, I feel like that then means you're probably going to go home soon. That's too, especially true. If there's another acting challenge.
We'll see.
Yeah. So we'll see. But James, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Where can people find you on Instagram, Twitter, the interwebs?
Yes, I'm James Mansfield, everything, James with a Y. And follow my YouTube channel. God damn it.
Follow it. You get funny content. I'm at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Mark, where can the people find you?
You can find me at the Mark J. Freeman or my lavish drag life at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And Ollie.
Hey guys, it's Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And follow Jayla too. I don't know what happened to her at Who is Jayla Rocks on Instagram, because we love her so much.
Yes. So please follow Jayla. Give her a shout out too. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein.